And I got out. I come running back to you. I come running back to you. Yeah, I come running back to you.
Welcome to the Wayne Bennett Podcast, celebrating West Virginia's people, places, and the culture of Southern Appalachia. Now here's your host, Wayne Bennett.
Welcome to Wayne Bennett's podcast. My name is Wayne Bennett, and it is June the 30th, 2023. And today we have a congratulatory program. Wanted to talk about some of the local sports athletes and coaches and some things that's taken place since the fiscal year January 1st, 2023. Started. And of course, we, even though he got most of his accolades in, from the sport of football, Judah Price was probably the most recognized and honored athlete that, we've had in our area for quite some time, and won numerous awards as a football player and a wrestler. The biggest awards, I guess, was the Kennedy Award that he won in football. That was, even though it was in 2022 when he accomplished the feat, the awards were given at the victory dinner sponsored by the West Virginia Sports Writers in May, I think. But Judah Price of Independence High School won the Kennedy Award. He also was the most outstanding wrestler, 150-pound state champ. In 2023, in the double-A, single-A division of West Virginia State High School tournament. So congratulations, Judah. His coach, John Lilly, at the same victory dinner, was recognized as the Coach of the Year, received a Van Meter Award, and that includes all coaches, regardless of what division. And Coach Lilly's teams in the past 2 years have finished runner-up in 2021 and state champions in 2022. Some other people that were recognized at that victory awards dinner was Meg Williams from Shady Spring High School. And she was the Gatorade Player of the Year in volleyball and very dominant volleyball player. Shady Spring produces some great volleyball players and teams and have in the past. And so congratulations to Meg also. Recognized too was Eli Allen from James Monroe. James Monroe won the single A state basketball championship. Eli Allen was considered by some people as the best basketball player in the state. Certainly had a lot to do with their state championship. And he, and along with his teammates, Colin Fox and Josh Burks, were first team All-State in the single A. Adam Seams from Greenbrier East also played in the fall. He played basketball too for Greenbrier East. And Greenbrier East won their only state championship in soccer in the fall. And Adam Seams was had a whole lot to do with that. Tremendous athlete he was. And he received the Gatorade Soccer Player of the Year from West Virginia. And all these people that I've mentioned so far have been affiliated with the local, the Coalfield Conference, which is going through quite a renovation itself. Might want to mention that there's currently 18 schools in the Coalfield Conference. You had 6 Class A schools, 8 Double A schools, and 4 Triple A schools. And the Greg Furnett and some other individuals have taken on the job to make the conference bigger, make it into a little more of a conference. where they're actually required to play each other to a certain extent. And response has been very good. They've had media days. They've had a great website and recognition of these athletes. And, of course, just a few that I mentioned have all been affiliated with the Coalfield Conference. So, and there is a good possibility that the AAA division in the Coalfield may grow here pretty soon. There's some addition of some Canoe Valley schools, and that will make it a very solid conference. But it's a big undertaking because there's when you get bigger, you've got to come up with some guidelines, and sometimes teams like them, sometimes they don't. So it's not an easy job. So kudos to those guys, and hopefully the Coalfield Conference will prosper. In wrestling this year, it was if you went to the state wrestling tournament and you were a local fan, you were going to get entertained for sure. Independence High School had 5 state champions. Now, a lot of schools out there have never had a state champion at all in their history. And for Independence to have 5 in the same year, but it still wasn't enough to win the state championship. They finished in a tie of 2nd with Point Pleasant. They were behind Fairmont, who had a very good, solid team from top to bottom. And Fairmont basically won the tournament in the consolation round. But the 5 state champions from Independence were 106-pounder Dylan Perdue, who remarkably has won his 3rd state title. And he's got he'll be a senior next year, and he'll be going after that 4th. And there's not very many people around that have won 4. Freshman Jesse Adams won the 165-pound class. Colton Caron won the 175-pound class. And Josh Hart won the 190-pound class. And along with the Judah Price, who I'd mentioned earlier, he won the 150-pound class and was voted the most outstanding wrestler. So Independence had a very good showing there. Woodrow Wilson kind of surprised a few people. They finished 4th in the AAA division, and they were just 3 points out of 2nd. And they had 3 state champions, 106-pounder Garnet Johnson, Tyler Rourke at 126 pounds, and Ethan Osborne at 157 pounds. And Ethan Osborne was voted the most outstanding wrestler in the AAA division at the state tournament. And Tyler Rourke was probably the surprise of the tournament. I think he had been seated as high as 4th during this regular season, but he had a good tournament, won the championship pretty handedly, and he'll be back. Ethan Osborne he was later awarded the Joe Dutton Award, and that is considered the best wrestler in West Virginia, regardless of division. Ethan is the only Woodrow Wilson Flying Eagle to have won that award. That award was started in 1985, and it was named after Joe Dutton, who was a coach at Parkersburg High School, the first coach at Parkersburg High School, and he was a very successful man. And I had the privilege of coaching against Joe Dutton, or maybe not the privilege, because we got beat pretty good, but he was a very classy individual, very good coach. But there have been 2 other individuals from Raleigh County to have won the Joe Dutton Award, and Jeremy Hart from Independence won the award in 1996, and Noah Adams from Independence won in 2017. Both of those guys went on and had successful college careers. Jeremy Hart was a successful NCAA qualifier and captain of Appalachian State, down in Moone, North Carolina. And Noah Adams went on and wrestled at WVU and was considered the national champion in 197-pound class during the pandemic years when they didn't have a tournament, but the coaches picked who they thought was going to win, and Noah was named that. So he had a very good career. Ethan Osborne has been offered a scholarship to Glenville State University under Coach Ryan Cottrell, and they finished ninth. The Pioneers finished ninth in the country last year in the Division II NCAA. And Cottrell is a very successful coach, recruits well, and Ethan will have some great workout partners, and look forward to him having a great career. Another local guy who was a state champion from our area was Cole Vandal from Greenbrier West, and he won the 215-pound class. And it couldn't have been any more exciting if Cole came out in the championship match, and if he won the match by pin, which was not going to be – winning was going to be tough enough, but winning by pin, the Cavaliers would win the state championship. And Cole was fired up, and sure enough, he won by pin. Greenbrier West won the single-A state championship, and it was even more exciting after the match. The coaches and Cole and some other wrestlers throwing each other around on the mat in celebration. It was more fun to watch than what some of the matches were. Of course, unless you've been hiding under a rock, you've heard of the successful program the Shady Spring boys basketball team has had, and they finished second in the state in 2021. And then they played Fairmont again in 2023. I'm sorry, that was 2022. And then in 2023, they got to meet Fairmont again in the state championship, and they lost. And they finished runner up, and it was kind of a heartbreaking experience for them. But overall, they had a great successful season. And in basketball, they've divided the teams up into four divisions. So Shady Spring was triple A in basketball. Don't know what they're going to do in the future, but Amar Maxwell and Braden Chapman were first team all state for Shady Springs. Chapman and his brother are leaving, going to play at West Virginia Tech. And Maxwell will be back, and we'll see what happens with the Shady Spring Tigers. In softball, we had some outstanding athletes around. Aubrey Smallwood was a pitcher that came on the scene for Woodrow Wilson High School, and this girl was relentless in her pitching, and Woodrow had a young team, but when Aubrey was pitching, they had quite a bit of success. And Aubrey was first team All State in AAA. Also, Kendall Martin and Delaney Buckland. Delaney Buckland was a pitcher who could do about anything, and Kendall Martin. Both of those players were first team All State in the AA division. And a girl, Kaylee Bain from Wyoming East, was also first team All State in AA division. So Independence has got a good program. They went to the state tournament. There are only four teams make it to the state, and they lost out, but they've got a pretty good nucleus of players coming back, so look for them to be right back in the hunt next year. In baseball, Cameron Manns and Jacob Meadows from Shady Springs were first-team All-State. They went to The Tigers went to the state tournament, lost. And again, there's only four teams that get there. And Jacob Meadows, the coach's brother, ended up being voted the captain of the All-State team, and Cam Manns was first-team All-State. And another local person to be first-team All-State in single A was Reese Patterson of Greater Beckley, and he had a tremendous, tremendous year. Overall, the baseball, most of the teams around the area were fairly young, and so we'll see what happens in the next year. And track, didn't have as many, the teams didn't do as well in the states as what they've experienced in the past. But a few of the state champions we've had from local teams, Owen Caney from Westside, kind of surprised a lot of people. The high jump of 6 feet 6 inches, and he won the AA division. Braden Carr from James Monroe won the 400-meter run. And Bella Staples from Woodrow Wilson won the discus throw in the girls' AAA class. Everybody kind of thought she would win the shot put and maybe place in the discus, but she ended up winning the discus and placing in the shot. But so she, and I think Bella's on her way to Marshall to participate in the for the Marshall Thundering Herd. In tennis, the only All-State person we had, the local guy, was Ram Asihambi, from Woodrow Wilson High School, and he had a great career this at Woodrow Wilson High School, especially a good year this past season, and we congratulate him. And I think the Flying Eagles might have finished tied for fifth in the state, so that was a pretty good performance on their part. One of the things we did have in March the 30th, 2023, the state legislature passed a rule, transfer rule 2820, and it basically gave any high school student in the state the ability to transfer one time without having to sit out or being punished or anything like that. And that's caused a little bit of stir of controversy. Some people think, well, you know, the better teams, bigger schools, or they're going to get the players from the smaller schools, smaller schools won't be able to survive. And that may be true. Other people, their argument is that if a established athlete is not on a program that's going to help him get better as far as college or athletic wise, that he should have the right to transfer. And so this rule does allow that. I don't have any feelings. Still in the middle of the road on it. Wait to see what happens. But there has been not so much in our area. There hasn't been a lot of movement. But in some of the areas in Canola Valley, Putnam County, that area, there have been several players that have gone from one school to another. And it looks like they're going to be transferring. So it's we'll see how it goes, what kind of effect it has, and I'm sure there'll be the good and bad that'll come from those rules, but we'll see what happens. But it's a rule, and it is in effect, and it is will take in effect for the next school year. I would be remiss if I didn't mention two of my favorite people, Chris Gross and Melissa Gross. Chris was named to the West Virginia North-South Football Classic Football Hall of Fame, and he played back in the 90s, was second in voting among the Kennedy Award winners, went on and played at Marshall, had a great career, and is a chiropractor, locally has helped sponsor a lot of the sports events around, and we want to congratulate Chris, and very well deserved, and excellent athlete, and he was also a pretty good baseball player too, and at Woodrow Wilson High School. His sister Melissa, who is married name is Goodson, who happened to have a couple pretty good athletes' sons who have done quite well. I'm sure you've read a lot about them, but Melissa was recently voted into the Concord University Sports Hall of Fame. And Melissa, when she was growing up, she played baseball with the boys and football and wrestled and was very good and did quite well. Of course, back during the time when she first started, she went to the same school that I coached at in junior high, and she could have probably started on the football team at halfback, but they didn't allow girls to participate at that time, and I could have used her. But then the year after she left and went to Woodrow, then they started letting girls participate in other sports. But she played volleyball, girls basketball, ran track, and was very good at All-State, and is in the Woodrow Wilson Girls Basketball Hall of Fame. But two quality people. And congratulations to both of you, and nothing but success is in my wishes for you. Lastly, right at the end of June, we had the Greater East Beckley Open Golf Tournament, or the GEBO, as it is affectionately called. It started out as Larry Buchanan came up with the idea. It was a bunch of old East Beckley boys. And guys that used to be caddies at Black Knight Country Club, that's before they had carts or anything. And so the people that would come out and play golf, if they didn't want to carry their own clubs, they would pay a caddy. And the caddies back then were usually boys somewhere between the age of 12 and 16. And they would come and sign up. And then when people came to play, they would ask for a caddy, and the clubhouse would assign caddies to the participants, the players. Unless the players asked for a certain guy, then they would just decide and pick them at random. They didn't get paid a lot. It was, but it, back in those days, this was 50s and 60s mainly. A lot of them got paid 65 cents a round, and sometimes they would carry two bags, which would be making $1.30 a round. If the players were happy about it, they would tip the caddies. And so this was one of the few ways that some of the poor guys could make some money. They didn't have gasoline lawnmowers back then, or we couldn't afford one if they did have them. And so there was a group of guys who grew up during that time. And Bucky got these guys together and some of their family members, and he started this Greater East Beckley Open, or GEBO. And they started the tournament at Cool Ridge, the old Rock Pile Lakeview Golf Course. Tournament has moved in the 45 years, has been to Black Knight, went to Woodhaven at a Glade, went to the Briar Patch for several years, and now it's back at Black Knight, where the caddy story began anyway. And this was the 45th year. It was held on June the 24th. Kip Buchanan is now the director of the tournament. His dad's the one that started it. And they have a team and individual competition. The winner this year was Dwayne Durham, whose dad used to be a caddy at Black Knight. And The second place was Ed McCormick. And Ed grew up over on Johnstown Road in Beckley. So the tournament went well, and hopefully they'll I think it's the oldest open tournament in oldest consecutive running open tournament in West Virginia. I know there's nothing close to it. Some people say the West Virginia Open is older, which it is older, but the West Virginia Open is not really an open. You have to qualify for the West Virginia Open, and you don't have to qualify for the Gibo. So that's my argument, and I'm sticking to it. And I certainly can't forget my old buddy Bob Bolin. He was recently named the boys men's basketball coach at Glenville State University. He hasn't coached for a while. He's been in the broadcasting, and I know he's out there working now, recruiting, and he will win at Glenville State. They had a 17-16 record last year. They've had pretty good teams, but Bobby, give him time. And he's anxious to get started and back into basketball. Things have changed a little bit since he's been in it. He didn't have a portal at that time, and so it's something new. But he's busy. Nobody will outwork him. And give him 3 years, and you'll see Glenville ranked as one of the best Division II teams in the country. So those are the big things that have been happening the first 6 months around the area and sports-wise. And just wanted to give some kudos and recognition to a few of the individuals. And hopefully the next 6 months will be just as successful. Anybody out there that would like to be on our program, if you can contact me at awbennett50@gmail.com, and we'd like to get you on here. And remember, if you're not dead yet, you're not done yet. Till next time, God bless you. We'll be right back.